NLCS Game 2 in Los Angeles. The Dodgers looking to take a 2-0 series lead over the Cubs. They send Rich Hill to the mound. Chicago sending the veteran John Lester. Pick up the action in the first. Hill looking good facing Anthony Rizzo.
Now the 1-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Big slow curve. Here's a 2-2. Breaking ball. Call strike three. A leadoff single. Jay is stranded. Two strikeouts for Hill. Now the 0-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Russell down on strikes. Third strikeout of the game. And it's the second out of the second for Rich Hill. The 1-2 to Bryant. Swung on and missed strike three. Hill gets into and out of the jam. 3-2, two out, second and third. Bottom of the third, no score. Lester set. Here's the pitch. Fly ball. Short right. Hayward sprinting in, and he'll make the catch directly behind Javier Baez and alongside Anthony Rizzo. Russell with a fly ball to left field. Long run down the line, and it is gone. A home run over the small wall in left, just to the left of the Dodger bullpen. Russell, with 12 home runs during the regular season, has given the Cubs a 1-0 lead. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Lester delivers. Turner, ground ball right side, into right field for a base hit. Justin Turner delivers once again. Culberson comes in to score, and the Dodgers have evened the score at 1. Three walk-off hits. Turner with a fly ball to center field. It's way back at the wall. A three-run walk-off home run for Justin Turner. The Dodgers are up 2-0, and they are going crazy.
Justin Turner with his first career walk-off home run, regular season or postseason, as the Dodgers win it 4-1 and take a 2-0 series lead. It's the first Dodger postseason walk-off homer since Kirk Gibson back in the 1988 World Series. It was on this very same day 29 years ago. Rich Hill, a no decision, going five frames, allowing one run. The bullpen sensational, going four hitless innings, capped by Kenley Jansen getting the victory. Jansen has tossed six scoreless innings in this postseason. The Cubs are 0 for 24 against the LA bullpen in the series. The scene now shifts to Wrigley for Game 3 on Tuesday. Kyle Hendricks against Yu Darvish. Justin Turner with his first career walk-off home run, regular season or postseason. He spoke on the field after the win.
Just the quality of bats of the guys in front of us. You know, Yasi doesn't try to get too anxious in a big spot. Takes a leadoff walk, and then CT has a hell of a bat to get on. And, you know, not really a whole lot for him to do other than attack me and try to get a good pitch up in the zone and put a good swing on it.
Earlier driving in Culberson. Now, 2 games in a row, this team trailed. You went through the struggles in August and into September as a team. What can you say about the resiliency of this team?
Yeah, like you said, we've been doing it all year long. We never out of a game. As long as we have outs left, we're going to keep fighting. And again, Rich Hill, outstanding job tonight. Bullpen comes in, keeps throwing up zeros, and gives us a chance, puts us in a position to win a game.
You go into Chicago now, a 2-0 series lead. You think about this, obviously it's a best of seven, but to go in there with a comfortable lead, what does that mean to you guys?
Yeah, it's huge. We're going to enjoy this one for a little bit and then get to Chicago and figure out how to win another game. I don't know what day the games is.
1988, Kirk Gibson had a walk-off for the Dodgers. This is the first walk-off in the postseason since that moment. When you think about that and the big picture, and I know you're thinking about that at that moment, how do you put that into perspective?
Incredible. I think that's the first walk-off homer I've ever hit in my life. So, you know, growing up here, coming back, signing with the Dodgers, I tell everyone all the time, one of my earliest baseball memories, I was 4 years old at my grandma's house watching that game in 88 and seeing Gibby hit that homer. So, yeah, it feels pretty cool. I thought about doing the fist bump around the bases, but we'll wait till we get to the World Series for that, hopefully.
The Dodgers take a 2-0 series lead. Manager Dave Roberts spoke after.
They're executing pitches, and they're ready when called upon, and they're competing. And it's a close-knit group down there. Josh Bard, our bullpen coach, has done a fantastic job with those guys, along with Rick Honeycutt, and just the preparation. Those guys know exactly what they want to do, and they're going out there and executing.
Same row to the left.
What is it about Justin Turner that he seems to rise to the occasion? And is there anyone else you'd rather have up in that spot?
Absolutely not. I'm not saying he's David Ortiz, but I play with David, and you're talking about big spots and coming up big. And JT's that guy for us. And, he just has that pulse where he can just kind of keep his calm and stay within the strike zone. And also just not afraid to fail and just want to be in that spot. But even that at-bat before, Chris Taylor, that at-bat to grind Lackey and keep the line moving was huge as well.
One row back.
Dave, in a high-stakes, tight game like this, you know, you might see some hitters tempted to maybe expand the strike zone trying to get that one big hit. But your guys, is exemplified by Taylor's walk right before JT. What does it say about them? They're able to maintain their approach through circumstances.
I think the hitting coaches and the offensive group, there's a lot of conversations that we have as far as at-bat quality and not chasing slug, just trying to put a good at-bat together and try to take a good swing on a good pitch. And so it's a clear, consistent message, and the players are just following through.
Anything else for Dave? Fourth row to the right.
Dave Sol, Kenta in the bullpen. So if it goes to the extra innings, he's...
Correct. Kenta was going to be the next pitcher.
Bill, it's against the wall.
Dave, as you guys go over the course of a season and try to plot your rest for your relievers, how much of it is pointed toward October, knowing that we want these guys to be fresh so we can use them every day and have the ability to do that?
A lot of it, and not only the pitchers, the pen, but the position players as well. It's a long season, but the way you can execute that is when you have good players and you have depth in the pen. So when you can monitor Kenley's innings, Morrow's and Fields and all these guys, and also give JT days off and mix and match the catching situation and keep Logan fresh and all those guys. And I think as an organization, that's our philosophy and just understanding that it takes a lot of people to get to where we want to get to. And a lot of guys, everyone feels included, relevant, and a part of this. And so you look into that clubhouse and guys that are active, again, I said it last night, and there's a lot of guys that aren't active on our roster that really played huge roles for us and giving – eating innings for us, taking at bats, playing innings in the field. So, the organizational philosophy to not expend guys too much, understand that we still have an extra month to play.
So the objective that if you get to October, you want Kenley to be available every day you might need?
Yeah, absolutely. Because there's been many times that you look back at the season where Kenley was down. And as a manager, that's not a good feeling, essentially, to make that decision prior to the game that your closer's not going to pitch, even in a safe situation. But taking the long view, that's something that we believe as an organization.
Back row to the left.
Hi, Dave. In that situation, were you surprised that Joe Maddon went to Lackey instead of Wade Davis?
It's hard to question what Joe does. Joe's very good over there, and he knows his personnel considerably more than I do. But obviously, you know, he's their best back there at the back end. So we certainly like the matchup. But again, I don't know Wade's status and knowing that he threw 50 pitches. But I know he was up. But again, I'm not going to question Joe.
Back row to the right.
Dave, just further to the bullpen. What's made Brandon Morrow so vital for your club? And just how reliable has he become for you?
Well, he's become obviously incredibly valuable. But I think that his past of being a starter, then going as a closer, he's closed as well. So he has the ability to throw strikes. And now when you look at the stuff, the velocity is plus-plus and the slider plus-plus. So now you take those components as far as the head, the preparation, the feel, and the pitch mix, that makes an elite back-end guy.
Front row to the left.
With Rich Hill going as well as he did, dominating pretty much through five innings, what was the thought process taking him out with only 79 pitches in the game?
I don't think that where we're at right now in the postseason is not necessarily a pitch count thing for any of our guys. And you're essentially counting outs, and you're trying to get the best matchup for your guys. And it goes back to the trust that we have in our pen. And for each of our starters, it's a matter of giving everything you have for as long as you can. And what we do on the offensive side is pass the baton. And it's the same thing for the starter, you know, to go as hard as you can. And for me, I just felt good with when you got Fields, Watson, Morrow, Kenley. So the guys that we can kind of match up, I felt good about it.
Yeah, over to the right.
Dave, over here, 29th anniversary of Gibby. How cool is that?
It's very cool. And JT, we were talking about it in there after the game, and I was waiting for the little this thing right here. But it's unbelievable that it's, what did you say, 29 years to the day. It was special, and our guys feel it. We feel it. The Cubs, it's a very good ball club. Those guys fight every pitch, and there's a reason that they're the world champions. And so we feel good where we're at, and we're going to enjoy tonight. We're going to have a workout tomorrow, get on the flight to Chicago, and be ready to win a game.
Last couple questions, fourth row to the left.
Dave, you guys were walked 9 times tonight. Does that kind of speak to the different ways that you guys can get on base and kind of beat different teams? There was a kind of a small ball approach tonight with sack bunts and everything.
Yeah, I mean, if the situation calls for it, obviously when you're at home in a tie game, it makes sense to give up a run, given who's behind the bunter. But we did a lot of things to execute tonight. It starts with the at-bat quality, and when we needed to sacrifice or get a guy over, we did that. When we needed to take a walk, we did that. And fortunately for JT, when he got a pitch in his nitro zone, he could slug. So that's what good teams do, and we've been a very good offensive team all year long. So just credit to the guys in the clubhouse.
Second row to the left.
Speaking of walks, Yasiel Puig walked 3 times tonight, and that last one proved pretty significant. What has his newfound patience meant for this lineup?
Well, for Yasiel, it's really understanding that any way to get on base is huge, and to keep the line moving and to trust the guys behind you to go out there and get a hit or drive a run in. And Yasiel's being so disciplined, and we talk about his energy, but we talk about his focus as well. And he's as focused as I've ever seen him. So the whole simplicity of taking balls and swinging at strikes, he's done a great job in the postseason.
Kenley Jansen has now tossed 6 scoreless innings this postseason. He spoke after the game.
I just got to stay focused. I mean, you don't want to lose Anthony Rizzo there. So, you know, it sucks hitting him, but I got to stay focused. And that's what I did. Tried to keep him. I know he wants to run there. And I just tried to make sure I'm quick to home plate and make sure I keep making pitches.
Before the game, I was talking to Rick Honeycutt. He said it's all about getting the ball to you with this bullpen. Do you look at this bullpen, you see what they've done before they get the ball to you. How much confidence do you have in everyone?
You know, I have a lot of confidence in all the guys in the bullpen. I mean, they've been huge this whole season. That's the reason why we have the best bullpen nationally. I mean, we've been grinding the whole year, and we're going to continue to do that. And for me, I just try to do my part and help the team win.
So you see Justin Turner come up with 2 runners aboard. You see what he's done this postseason with runners in scoring position. Your reaction when you see him?
It's awesome. I mean, we've been seeing this the whole year this year. We come from behind so many times this year. And every day someone in a 25-man roster is stepping up and do that. And today JT comes big. It's huge. You know, it's a great boost for us. And now we just got to go keep putting the pressure on him when we go back to Wickerfield.
Congratulations, Kenley.
All right, thank you.
Rich Hill gets a no decision, allowing 1 run in 5 frames. He talked to the media after.
You know, setting up the stage for that. Everybody knew that something good was going to come out of that. I mean, you know, you don't know the end result, but we've seen Justin step up to the plate more often than not and come through. So it was, you know, extremely exciting.
Is he the one guy on this team you might want in that situation, given his clutchness?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you see him on deck, and you know, okay, our best hitter is coming up to, you know, come through in the clutch right now. And I don't know. It's just, I don't know how to describe it, really. You just watch it.
Yeah. The feeling at all something special is happening, as it did in the regular season, kind of continuing?
I mean, the biggest thing is that we continue to stick with our routines and put the work in. Guys are getting, you know, getting in their work in the training room, in the gym, out on the field. I mean, that's been a constant throughout this entire season. And, you know, everybody who's been around here all season has been paying attention to this team, knows that it's a team that works and a team that, you know, if you want to use the word grind or, you know, the effort is there every single time. And you know, that is something that you can't, you know, replace with a group of guys that are all moving in the same direction. It's extremely powerful.
Halfway to the World Series, what's the feeling like?
Well, we feel good. I mean, obviously, you know, being two games up going into Wrigley, but at the same time, we know the environment that we're going into in Chicago. One of the biggest things that we're able to draw from is our experience last year. So it's something that, you know, with that experience that we had last year, a lot of guys are going to be able to, you know, maintain their emotions and understand, especially here in L.A. where, you know, the crowd was into it tonight and it was a great environment. So all those things we're going to be able to draw from and be able to keep our composure in Chicago.
Have you heard this much noise from a Dodger Stadium crowd?
Yeah, that was great. I mean, that's you know, that's what we want as players. Every single night, we want them on their feet and waving the towels and you know, just screaming and yelling as loud as they can. It's a lot of fun.
The scene shifts to Wrigley Field for Game 3 on Tuesday. Yu Darvish on the hill.